Whoever is close to you is a friend to you. God bless you as you greet them. As it's good for the brethren to sit together and we eat the food of the Father. That is His word He sends us every time. We sit on an altar. We are eating. And God has already prepared. Let each one prepare their plate and to take their portion even that they can be eating. Remember the word of God. We are on a big table and each one takes their own portion themselves.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now we pray that as long as the table is good, that you take enough food for yourself.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
My
name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa and ministry of the new generation with the full knowledge of God. And we once again reach unto you the schemes of the devil unto God and unto His church or unto God's people. Right now we are seeing the number 666, the seal of the devil, to separate it from the seal of God. Remember, we've been seeing the six spirits which are twisted, the spirits filled with a curse, which are being used to make the first six. And we're going to discover the other six where it comes from after discovering the name of that person in Isaiah 14 verse 12. And the name of that person is Lucifer. And he was an anointed cherubim according to Ezekiel 28:11
unto 25.
He was the third cherubim according to Ezekiel 10. We see two cherubims remained. This one is the one who fell. And when he fell, his name in Genesis 3 was called the old serpent or the serpent. Revelation 12:7-10, and it's called the old serpent, the devil, the deceiver of the entire world. Praise Jesus. Now we see us with an anointed cherubim from the seven spirits of the Lord. When he fell, the spirit of the Lord was sourced off him and remained of the six spirits, and these were cast according to Psalms 109, and they are filled of a curse. We've been seeing the wisdom which is twisted, through which he passes to begin make his number 666, which is filled within the people. We've seen of the understanding which is twisted.
It's
also the spirit of understanding of the devil. We've seen of the false counsel, the spirit of the devil. We've seen of the power which is not good, and the spirit of the powers of darkness. We speak of the knowledge which is twisted. And we last covered ended yesterday, where we saw the deceptive knowledge, like some of these things down here. When they told us that God is a big-eyed God, I think it's the big eye of Uganda, this artist of Uganda. There is a musician we hear is called Big Eye in Uganda.
But
remember, he too is worshiping someone.
Yes,
praise Jesus. They worship Jezebel.
But
we understood about God has seven eyes. It's not something so much in the people, but the false knowledge is within the people, and they call God a big-eyed God.
We discovered
our God is not just spirit,
kubanga twakizudde alina ebitundu byonna eby'omubiri.
For we discovered he has all the body parts.
Kyayawukanako nti ffe tuli mubiri n'omusaayi.
What did he pass from us that we are flesh and blood?
Era nga tulina ekitundu kimu nga bibiri ebyatalina.
And we have one or two parts which God never has.
Ekitundu ekyawula omukazi n'omusajja.
The part separating a man from a woman.
Yeetaaga kuba nakyo.
He God never needs to be that.
Era naffe bwe tulidda mu ggulu.
We too, when we shall get back to heaven.
Tewalibaawo omukazi n'omusajja.
There will never be a woman, never a man. We shall be like angels.
Mark
12:24-27.
But if we do,
now thus, we discover our God
is
not just a spirit, just as people think him to be. And that knowledge, it was prepared by the devil. And he never wanted us to see God.
Yamanya bwe tunategeera nti alinayo omubiri ogwe tuyinza omulabiramu.
For when he knew if we got to know God that he has a body which can see him through,
then tujja kugezaako okumunoonya tumulabe.
Then we shall try to see him and we shall see him.
Ne baleeta ekigambo nti mwoyo mwerere.
And they brought out a word that God is just spirit.
Tuleme okumunoonoza okumunoonya.
That we may not mind to seek of him.
Naye nga ye Katonda asigadde agamba.
But God has remained saying.
Mwongere essuula esooka.
In Proverbs chapter
1.
Proverbs 8:17.
Tube muli njagala abanjagala.
That I love them who love me.
N'abanyiikira okunnoonya balinda.
They will diligently seek me, they will find me.
Kati omwoyo omwerere tuyinza otya
okulaba. How can you seek and find a spirit?
Kati ekikolwa ekyo.
Now that action.
Oba okumanya okwo kubi.
Oh, that knowledge is not right.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Kubanga kutuggyako okunoonya Katonda.
For it takes us off from seeking God.
Naye nga Katonda ayogedde mu Yeremiya 29.
But God has spoken in Jeremiah 29.
Okuva kule ku mpaka 12.
From verse 10 to 12.
Nti bwe mulinnoonya.
That when you seek me.
Mulindaba.
You will see me.
Era bwe mulinnekkere. When you search
me out with all your heart.
Kakati omuntu nga mwoyo mwere tuli munoonyeza.
A person is just the spirit. How can we seek him?
Kuba n'okutuuka leero.
For up to today.
Bw'obeera omwoyo mwerere tulabika eri amaaso.
If you are just spirit, you can appear to physical eyes.
Yesu yebaza.
Praise Jesus.
Ne bamalayika baweebwa omubiri okulabika.
Even angels were given bodies to appear.
Newankubadde nga najo myoyo.
Even though they are spirits.
Okusinziira ku Ebulaniya essuula esooka.
Hebrews 1.
Agamba nti bamalayika gy'emyoyo gyatuma okutuwa.
He said that angels are spirits, they are sent to minister to us.
Ne twalabanga bajjanga ku nsi ne batambula.
So they came on earth and they moved.
Ne balya n'okulya.
And even came to eat on earth.
Tubalabanga bakyayita Ibrahim.
We see them visiting Abraham.
Olubereberye 18.
In Genesis 18.
Kale bwe kityo okumanya kuno okw'obulimba.
Now that this false knowledge.
Kuyitibwamu okutuuka ku nnamba 666.
Through it they reached the number 666.
Jukira bwe tunaakumala.
Remember after finishing it.
Tugenda kulaba omwoyo gw'okutya okw'obulimba.
We are going to see the spirit of fear which is false.
Kwaba Satan.
The fear of the devils. When we reach the sixth spirit, the first spirit will be finished.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
And
we shall know the other two six where they come from.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. But the truth is this. There is a false knowledge. But remember, this would have been a spirit. But this is the spirit which perverted people. The people who got perverted in spirit. And the knowledge they have is not good.
In Isaiah 29.
He says this.
Isaiah 29:24. Abategeevu n'abo abeemulugunya baliyiga okuyigirizibwa.
Kimulimu abantu abakyama mu mwoyo.
The people are erred in spirit.
Kati waliwo omwoyo omukyamu.
Now there is an evil spirit.
Nga bwe tukusomako.
Just as we study of it.
Tutuuse ku guno ogw'okumanya okw'obulimba.
We've reached of the false knowledge.
Tuzze tugulabako ebintu bingi.
We've been seeing many things concerning it.
Yes, yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Nga abantu bakyama.
And people are erred.
Mu mwoyo.
In spirit.
Abalinga abalina omanye okumanya.
You know knowledge. It's not something tangible that you can touch it. The other is a spirit. But it can appear through what has been done.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But the spirit which is just like the one of the spirit of knowledge of God. That is what perverts us. And there's a knowledge which appears in the world. But now the emphasis we are going to put so much
into
us, the creation that.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Kubanga tulina history atugamba.
We have history telling us.
Kumanya uko tulina je twafa.
That on that knowledge that we came from somewhere.
Kubanga kumanya uko kwatidwa mawanga sima
tona. That knowledge is followed by many nations. And they begin to align and tell them where they came from, their origins. And we have those books as our history. Others, our parents, get them and they tell them to us that my child became from so and so place. And people grow with that knowledge. But that knowledge is not right. And if it's right, it's half. And the half in the kingdom of God is not acceptable. Everyone who has half knowledge speaks their ignorance. Praise Jesus. And they speak things of the children. We are shown that others came from this place. That is not only on us in Africa. The entire world has that word. How do you call that? Origin.
Origins.
But that origin is not truthful. Are we originated from those places?
Yes,
praise Jesus. The truth is this, brethren.
Perhaps
the fleet of God reached you right here. But it's not where you originated from. Praise Jesus. This takes us as territories given us. But we appear to have come from somewhere. Now by those words, we are going to begin to write that exact thing. That the knowledge we call origin, the origin and the place they tell us we originate from, or where people originate from, that knowledge is not right. Praise Jesus. We don't contend against the study, but that was also put up like a false knowledge. It hinders us to even understand where we came from. For we are going to discover that even things we captured as us, it's not us. Their clothing. I speak of your body. But all days, it's hard to look within your mirror.
No, gamba, mutufu,
and you say, truly, my face.
When
you speak that, you don't lay your heart upon it. You who owns that face, who are you? Sometimes you prove me, I look nice. But have you ever seen yourself?
These
hinders us to discover ourselves. It would have required you to know the shirt which this body we clothing, and to understand ourselves, who are we.
But
it's impossible when our origin is false. Good. I don't know if you understand me well. But the knowledge in the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's go to Colossians. First Corinthians 13. Let's begin from there.
Abakolinso ekisoka essolo ekumi n'essatu.
Genda tufune olunyiriri olutuufu. Abakolinso ekisoka kumi n'essatu. Katutandike olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Abakolinso ekisoka essolo ya kumi n'essatu n'olunyiriri lwa mwenda.
Corinthians 13 from verse 9.
Kubanga tutegeerako kitundu. Tulagulako kitundu.
Yes,
praise Jesus. What we understand, like our origin, it's just half. I even expect and believe that it doesn't even reach that half. But they seem to be wrong. Here it's called that we are on the way if we are in this world. I would have thought that history would have come out saying that your forefather who first came from heaven, he reached in this place. And he moved from there and he came in this and the other places when he thought to get back to heaven. But you think history tells us that it's not the knowledge in the world? Do you look and look at this world and search out the number 2 verses out path through that? For if you don't know where you've come from, all things you work for are within that nation and language you are in. You cannot go beyond that world.
era bwobanga gwotunulidde nti yeggwe,
if you have looked yourself that you are the one,
tosobola kwerwanirira,
you cannot fight for yourself,
tosobola kwejjanjaba,
you cannot treat yourself,
kubanga ojjanjaba omubiri,
for you treat the body,
omwoyo guggwawo,
the spirit is finishing,
oliisa omubiri,
you treat the body,
naye omwoyo gwo teguweebwa kyakulya,
the spirit is not given food.
Yesu yebaza,
praise Jesus.
Katweyongereyoko Bakolinsa ekisooka 13.
Bakolinsa ekisooka 13 olunyi lwa 10.
1 Corinthians 13 verse 10.
Naye ebituukirivu bwe birijja, eby'ekitundu birivaawo.
Nti twagala olunaku olwaleero.
This day we want.
Ebintu eby'okumanya okutali kutuufu.
Things of knowing things we are not right.
Nga bya kitundu.
And they are imperfect and half.
Oba oliawo nga ne quarter tebuli.
And perhaps not even quarter.
Ku ebyo ebituwogerako.
Of what is spoken of us.
Okumanya okwo kutuveemu.
That not really to get out of us.
Kubanga Satani akuyiseemu nnyo.
For the devil has passed through it so much.
Okutusiiringa ne namba erukanga nga mukaga.
We see this number 666.
Olw'ensonga tetumanyi buvaa bwaffe.
Because we don't know our origin.
Era twegamba.
And we tell ourselves.
Oba oliawo tuveeyo.
That perhaps we originate from those places.
Tuwa ba Katonda.
We give ourselves God.
Ne tuwa bajjajja.
And we give ourselves forefathers.
Songa ate muggulu waliyo era abakadde baffe.
Yet in heaven they are elders for us. The 24 elders.
Kati bibi twewadde
mu nsi. Now, given ourselves many things in the world.
Wabula nga kirabika nti Satani ageza mu maaso n'okusiba amaaso
g'abantu. See, the devil has moved on to blind people's eyes.
Naita mu kumanya kuno okw'obulimba.
Passes through this false knowledge.
Ne kankane kiramba bwe kijja.
But right now when the fool comes.
Kigenda tubuli awajja tuva.
It's going to tell us where we come from.
Era ekyo ekitundu kyo kiveewo.
The imperfect and the half is passing away.
History oyo wa kitundu.
That history is half.
Era n'okuwera ayinza okubata bwe
kitundu. And even a half it may not even reach it.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Kubanga kwe kumanya ko tuyimiriddeko
kwa. The knowledge we are standing on right now.
Okugezaako tubulira ebyaliwo n'ebyebigenda.
Tell us what, where and what are going to harm.
Tetulina bye tumanyi bisinga ku ebyo.
We're not beyond that.
Mubanda b'abantu ababeera ku
nsi. The children of men on earth.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Tetumanya.
We never know.
Ere tumanyi nti twava mu.
We don't know we came from heaven.
Tetumanyi nti watu waliwo eri mu above.
We don't know whether we are above in heaven.
Tuyina isolo kumupangiri.
We have a history which is just invented.
Kiranga agezaako tuzibira ddala
amaa. He tries to blind our eyes.
Atulimba Kolinso ekisooka essoola y'ekumi n'essatu n'olunyiriri lwa kumi.
1 Corinthians 13 verse 10.
Naye ebituukirivu bwe birijja, eby'ekitundu birivaawo. Bwe nali omuto nayogeranga ng'omuto, nategeeranga ng'omuto.
Kakati tubadde ng'era abaana abato.
Now we have been as if a young children.
Kankubire ne gw'okula n'envi.
Let me tell you, beneath you grow with gray hair.
Byogera nga tebirimu gye wava mu ggulu.
Things you speak of nothing like you came from heaven.
Munnanga obeera mwana muto mu maaso ga Katonda. Nnyo nnyo nnyo.
Child before God, a very young child.
Alabira ddala nga byogera tebiri nayo.
He sees that what you're speaking is not even there.
Wadde osiŋŋanyeeko omwana ayiga okwogera.
Find a young child beginning to talk.
Oba ayiga okunyumya
emboozi. Or the one begin to learn how to speak a story.
Oba tumwegendeza oyinza okugamba mwana wa agudde eddalu.
If you look analytically, look at them, you may think the child has gotten mad.
Ayinza okunyumya kino n'akivaako n'akwata
kiri. Speak this, leave it, get the other.
Nga tekiweddeeyo bulungi.
And it's not completed.
Ayinza n'okugamba ebitasaana.
They can even tell you things are not worthy.
Ayinza okugamba yalabye ente ng'eyingira mu kikopo.
Tell you they saw a cow stepping in a cup.
Nga naye afuba anyumye.
But they are trying to make a story out.
Tugezaako okwogera
ku. We try to speak of what.
Tinewankubadde abakadde baffe.
That even though our elders.
Mu mubiri.
In the flesh.
Tebanyumya sibi ebyo.
What they speak is not right.
Balinganga abatunyumiza ebintu ebitategeerekeka.
As if they tell us things are ununderstandable. We have meaning.
Kati tubuuze bwetu.
Now we ask like this.
Kubeera bwe tuva mu mubiri.
But when we get out of the body.
Bagamba nti omugenzi.
They say they're late.
Yagenze ewa.
They have gone where.
Bwe kiba ng'obuva bwaffe bufaanana bwe
bwe. If our origin is like that.
Batugamba muno simanyi ogenda kwegatta ku bajjaawo
mu nsi. They tell us you're going to join yourself on your forefathers in the desert. In the hills where they are.
Kwava mu nsozi.
Did we come from the mountains?
Kumanya okuli mu nsi muno.
The knowledge in the world.
Kino ekintu kiringa eky'okusala.
This thing seems like a joke.
Nene bwaba mukulembeze abatamanyi.
But even the leader doesn't know.
Tamanyi gye yava.
They don't know where they have come from.
Kuno okumanya kwabeera nako kuba kumulimba.
This knowledge they have just deceives them.
Ankubule wadde tusoma ebintu ebyo.
Let me tell you, we started all things.
Ne mumanyenga musomye lugendo lwa wano.
But you started the journey of where we are moving.
Mukubo lino mwetuli.
In the way where we are.
Naye temunaba somako gye twava.
You've never started where we came from.
Era tewali buva bwaffe mwali mu
dunia. There is nowhere our origin was started.
Tusomane ebintu baako mu
lugendo. We started what happens upon us on the way. But when you came, you never know where you came from.
Bakolinso ekisooka 13 olunyiro 11.
1 Corinthians 13 verse 11.
Bwe nali omuto nayogeranga ng'omuto, nategeeranga ng'omuto, nalowoozanga ng'omuto, bwe nakula nendeka ebyobuto kubanga kakano tulabira mu ndabirwamu ebitalabika bulungi
nje tugezaako katusorobe
are trying to stretch
okuva mu kumanya kuno okutuku
out of this knowledge which has captured us which is twisted
tulabira ebintu wala mu
ndabirwamu we see things from far from a mirror
kyengezaako
gamba what I'm trying to say
tufunye bino ebinokolas
we've gotten the binoculars
tugezaako tusika ebintu
we are trying to draw things from far
tukusingako bajajjaffe babadde balabira
beyond where our forefathers have been seen we go beyond that knowledge which is false enter into the right knowledge and we
try
to see where really we come from
but
when we remain that knowledge we cannot work for where we came from understand me well the devil has a great opportunity when
you
pass through this false knowledge
to fill it
with the number 666
abakolinsi kisoka 13:11
kubanga
kakano tulabira mu ndabirwamu ebitalabika bulungi naye ebiro biri tulitunuligana n'amaaso kakano ntegeerako kitundu naye mu biro biri nditegeerera ddala
tuli mu biro byakola ki
when the seasons of knowing
bibayita welcome to the new generation.
This is called welcome the new generation with the full knowledge of God.
Yes, we have seen.
Praise Jesus.
As
the seasons of knowing in portions and half is phased out. For the knowledge like that, it's not God who put it there. From the beginning,
Christ
remind us is our Father in heaven. How can he be in heaven and we are on earth?
Why
have we given our origins as if it's of the world? In all the nations of the world, Bible shows, Revelation 17,
that
the beast on whom Jezebel is seated, it's on the many waters. In verse 15, and the nations, clans, and languages.
Of
the nations, clans, and the languages. All of them decided to capture them. And they passed through this twisted knowledge. And our Master Jesus reaches the earth. And another who's claiming it was given him. We speak of the devil. He has given people knowledge which he thought himself.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now we need to run from that knowledge which is twisted. To enter into such knowledge of God. As we escape that spirit of knowledge which is twisted.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Bible
when it says,
tells
us it like this in 1 Timothy 6.
Timothy 6.
Verse 6 from verse 7.
Kubanga tetwaleta kintu mu nsi, kubanga era tetuyinza kujja mu kintu.
Kati isuli wafayinza kuba atandika ati.
Now how isuli can begin how?
Nitwalira kinachomu ku nsi.
Brought nothing on earth.
Tuli dayo nechi.
And we shall go back with nothing.
Nesinga tusobola tuzi bwogamba.
If we can make we sit it down.
Netubulirwa waje twava.
And we are told where we came from.
Tufuna okumanya okwaddala.
We get the real knowledge. But David, the one getting saved, they remain a pastor, but they tell you, I came from Masaka in Uganda. And he's a bishop. Others are inspector generals. But their generalship is the knowledge which is twisted. You find a pastor or a prophet and he says, you know us, we the English. Now you're preaching the gospel. You are preaching to us the one God. And now you are still an English person. The things we speak, I tell you, they are not full in the knowledge of God.
But
they let the knowledge of the devils. And God first redeemed one of us who enters in heaven. That's why it is said, even the way to heaven is very narrow. For we don't know totally.
They have
brought nothing on earth.
Not
even the fruit which brought us don't eat.
enkoragana eri awo wakati etuleeta.
Even the relation between the weak preachers. We don't understand it. This is decided upon the world. And they tell you, you have come from your mother's womb. And we get the knowledge from that. That knowledge is wrong.
But
it has bound us. Why don't you get back to your mother's womb where you came from? All these things. What do you think about them? Who has a thought about such a word? Let's assume they have told you come from your mother's womb. Can you get back there? And they tell you are elect. Where have you gone? Things are like that. But they proved that you came from a mother's womb and that your mother is a god to you. All this is false word of God. Did the mother know how your nose grew within the womb? It was it the ear she came to know that it is
written.
If she would have known, how was it molded? Where does she get the lordship over?
Mom,
when did you become a god over your child? The mothers to prove us this. Whether you two are told you are a god of your children. All this is foolish knowledge. Praise the Lord. There is a twisting in the law in Exodus that honor your father and your mother. They add on a promise that your days will be many when you honor them. Who promises? Is it the parent promising or God?
These
things seem like a joke. When the devil is doing his
thing,
like a joke, but they're going to kill you. And let me tell you, when the devil puts you in adultery, they take it as a game that you enjoy. Yet sickness is right there, they're going to kill you and finish you. You begin to tell yourself wild words. But you've gotten corrupted already. As if there is a joke, but they have finished you. This is what let me tell you. Who called you a mother, a god of the world, that you accept it? You are sitting in the throne of God.
You
don't know I am your God, you how? And the Father too. We are the gods of the world. Are you the devils? For the devils became the gods of the world. The ones of the world.
He's
called the God of this generation. You too, you're among them. They are words as if they have knowledge. But that knowledge is not right.
They
told us we brought nothing on the world. And we shall go back with nothing. We go back where is our origin? But when they give us this history, and we are there without knowing, I declare we are from this mountain of this place. The Baganda, I hear, where they came from where? I hear they came from South Africa. Me, I am not among such people. They are very funny people. The Banyankore came from where?
Nabachiga.
And the Bachiga. All this is foolishness. That knowledge is given to you when you give it birth. And they give you knowledge. I don't know what kind of knowledge is that. And they cut you off to know where you came from. But they brought us, we brought nothing on the world, and we shall go back with nothing. But Philippians 3, and it tries to give us a map and to tell us our origin. Philippians 3, verse 20.
Kubanga fe ewafe mugulu era je tulindira omulokozi okuvaayo.
Nti ewafe mugulu.
Our home is in heaven.
Wano tubalibwa okuba abayisi.
Here we are counted to be strangers here.
Okusinira mu Peter ekisooka essula esooka.
According to 1 Peter chapter 1.
Tubalibwanga wano tuli bayisi.
We are counted to be strangers right here.
Gino kubo tukwito ebyombo byatuleetawo.
We flits brought us onto here.
Nibateeka mu butu lwa mama.
And they put us in a mother's womb.
Wonna mu kifo matwale gye yali ali.
We placed in the territories God wished and puts you there.
Vanga katonda afu.
For our God.
Adamba yateka wa matwale ka.
He says he put all these territories there.
Najanga teka mu.
He kept putting us within them.
Bo yatu bo atujeri mu wafe.
Get us from our home in heaven.
Na tuleta.
He brings us here.
Atino ntandika okwa mu rugendo lwa fe.
We begin to move on this journey of ours.
Atusula mu bifo ebyenja.
We sleep in different places.
Naye bifo ebyo tusibwe si we tuva.
Those places is not where we originate from.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Bwayogera mikwa batuma agamba bwa.
This in Acts it says this. Acts 17. We began from verse 24.
Katonda yakola ensi n'ebirimu byonna, oyo kubanga ye Mukama w'eggulu n'ensi, tabeera mu masabo agakolebwa n'emikono. So taweerezebwa mikono gy'abantu ng'eyeetaaga ekintu, kubanga oyo ye abawa bonna obulamu n'okusoomoka ne byonna. Yakola okuva ku omu buli ggwanga ly'abantu okutuulanga mu nsi enjuyi zonna. Bwe yalagira n'ayawulamu ebiro n'ensalo z'okutuula kwabwe.
Agamba.
He says.
Ensalosalo mwennyini yaziteekawo.
They want to put borders and boundaries.
N'agamba gw'ojja kuyitira e Uganda.
And say you pass within Uganda.
Mu Africa.
In Africa.
Oyayitire mu America.
Another will pass through America.
Nayitire mu eno.
Another in there.
Ne tuba tujjibwe waffe.
When we are gotten from our home in heaven.
Ebyombo ebituleeta bituleeta mu matwala.
The fleets which bring us in those territories.
N'ekigendererwa kino
wammanga. And the intention is down here.
Katusome onyoluddako.
Let's read the next verse.
Tulimu bikola batume 17 n'olunyiri lwabiri mu 7.
Acts 17:27.
Banoonyenga Katonda mpozi bawammante okumulaba, newankubadde nga tali wala wa buli omu ku ffe.
Owulidde bulungi.
Tiwe
batuleeta wano.
When you bring us here,
tulina okunoonya.
We have to seek
waje batujja.
Where they brought us from.
Era kitaffe ali
ludda. And our father where he is.
Batugamba nti kitaffe ali
ludda. When they tell us the father is in heaven.
Ayagala naye tumunoonye.
He wants us to seek him.
Tulaga okwagala kwe.
And okwagala kwa fejali. Our love towards him.
Kubanga ayogera nga ayagala bamwagala.
His peace loves them and love him.
Nabanyikira okumunoonya bali mulaba.
They will diligently seek him, they will find him.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Era newankubadde nga agamba.
And even though he says.
Timuye mwe tutambulira mu
kubeera. Within him we live, we move and have our being.
Naye ate atulaga nti amatwale ge tebe ye guru.
But he shows that he's totally, heaven is his throne.
N'atugamba naye era eno gye mwava.
And he said that this is where you came from.
Mulina okudda
mu nnoonye. You have to get back, seek there.
Naye kankano bwe tunoonya okuddayo.
Right now when you seek to get back.
Tunoonya bika byawe.
We seek the clans of the world.
Era eba kikugobamu
obulira. When they chase you from the clan you feel like a disgrace.
Era oyinza bw'oba warokoka oyinza okudda n'ogamba
Mukama. You can come again, you can come back and tell Lord.
Mukama.
Lord.
Bangobye mu kika.
They have chased me from the clan.
Kitegeeza ki ekyo?
What does that mean? My clan or their clan? What are you speaking of in the world?
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. The truth is this.
That
these things we see them as a joke. People have gotten lost through that false knowledge.
Another
refuses to know God.
And
if they just the clan, I've abandoned salvation, I'm going back to my clan.
And
we know where we came from. We came from this place. We came from South Africa. And we passed Mountain Rwenzori and we came. And we became Baganda.
And
they begin to speak things which are meaningless. What does that mean? I don't know whether in hell the Baganda are tormented and beaten from another place. All of them are joined
Abangereza,
together, the English,
America,
the Americans,
Russia,
the Russians,
Bajayina,
the
Japan,
Chinese, the Japanese,
Bona,
all of them in hell are beaten.
Abangereza, Mukuru, Bona,
they were born in heaven to the normal house. All of them in one clan. Which you have to know when you're still here. In its origin, where is it?
We are
not going to accept a false knowledge. I expect they wouldn't have even checked our origin. They would have told us the movements of people along the world. There are times they try to bring it out clear. But they claim your origin. Me, what I've been saying, that there is a story they told us in P3. But that story concerns the first Muganda man, Chintu and Nambi. But he told us that Chintu, they explained to us where death came from. But they used to show us that Nambi forgot a millet somewhere. Now in going back, that she met death. The story, it's a funny story around there. And it can bind you, and it's a really that story of cheat with the first Muganda man. There is also here Warumba and Kayikuzi.
There
is this story of Ahia Guru which brought earthquake. I remember that story very well. The story was moving like this. They said it was the first Muganda. When he wanted to marry Nambi, Kayikuzi, and Warumbe, they were children of Guru. Now those children, when Chintu wanted to marry, he went to pay bride price. Kayikuzi and Nambi were the first to come from there. And they ran from Warumbe. When they reached in Buganda, Nambi forgot her millet. Now in going back to pick the millet, Warumbe discovers they had left the millet behind at the father's place, Guru. Now in all them coming back, Nambi came and Warumbe was following her. Now Kayikuzi, he began to chase Warumbe. There were things like that. Now I get a question. If it was the first Muganda, he became, where did he come from to become a first Muganda? They never told us that. Where was Guru living? They just posed it that Guru is there. Let me explain our history, our origin. They say when Kayikuzi was chasing Warumbe, this is the earthquake we hear when these two are chasing each other.
Now,
those words you see are on this wall. It's not us only. Nations have things they speak to each other. And the world is full of knowledge which is twisted. Even church wasn't able to come out to look at that issue.
But
they never gave up themselves to the Spirit of the Lord. But if they came to God and have many problems, they never came to know God and understand Him. Praise Jesus. Most of them never came to know God.
Abantu abasinga bajjo eri Katonda nga balina ebizibu.
Most people came to God when they had problems.
Iranga baagala bigwe.
And they wanted the problems to finish.
They wanted kubalala.
And they begin to praise themselves over others.
Bonabo bajje babayambe.
That they too will come to be helped.
Naye tebajje eri Katonda kumumanya.
They never came to God to know Him.
Era n'okumumanyisa abalala.
Even to make others know Him.
Naye nsaba kuno kikyuke.
But I pray this time it changes.
Tujje eri Katonda okumanya n'omutegeeza abalala.
Get back to know God and to make others know Him. All our problems, He promised to work on them. He says, seek the kingdom and righteousness, and the rest will be given you.
Now,
what's like that? That wrong, false history, the knowledge which is not right, moves within the entire world in all people. And when you get saved, it is hard to be unwrapped out of that false knowledge to enter into the total true knowledge. That's what the Bible says. God wants all people to be saved and to reach into knowledge. You don't just get born again, but you get born again and you enter into the right knowledge.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But we reach the time
and
we not gotten from the wrong knowledge
and
we began to pray for our problems that God may work on them.
And
we move ahead but problems refuse to end and they increased. Now in the increasing of the problems, and
they
cease to have time for us to understand and seek God, even to know where we came from.
Each
one began to seek of how they're going to take away their problem. As many needs joined on us by the works of the devils, for the confusion of the finances, the capturing of money, the balancing of it.
When
it's a lot, they get it back and bring it back. And you seek for it afresh. The drama is under the sun.
Don't you see?
Business is moving on. But there are people work with them. There are people who grab money which is in the people. Money is a lot in salvation. They withdraw it from the people. And they gather the all of it from the people. And they begin to seek for it afresh. They themselves are troubling us. When they
withdraw,
they never balance and each gets enough.
What?
Others have plenty, others have little. And they try to see that that happens in the world.
Now the
time of city to understand where we came from, all that we get from away from it. And the problems rather increase more. When you pray this one course, the next day the other comes.
When
did you ever sit to know where you came from? When you end up on the other history you got, the false knowledge, and you begin to move with that.
Says,
as long as I know where I'm giving birth, when I would die, will they bury me right there? Now, what are they going to bury? All the words are meaningless. We buried so and so. His demon came back. A human being on this world. God said that a human being is almost mad. Even what they speak, they don't understand it. Friend, let's go escort our friend to hell. As you reach him in hell, I hear on the graveyard he's on a human head back. There are things upon this world and they are surprising.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But God has said when He brings us, He puts us in different territories and we come from our home in heaven and we brought in fluids. There are these flesh which bring us in Zachariah. And they know each person how they are going to be on earth. Zechariah 5. From verse 5.
Zekaria esula eyokutano n'olunyiriri lwakutano. Malaika eriyogera nange najja n'angamba nti, kale yimusa amaaso go olabe kino ekifuluma bwe kiri. Ne njogera nti ekyo kiki? Nayogera nti ekyo ye efa efuluma. Era nayogera nti amaaso gaabwe bwe gali bwe gatyo ku nsi yonna.
The release and bring out.
Eyo gijjibwayo wali mu biramu ebina.
Gotten from the four living creatures.
Biramu ebina. The
four living creatures find in the second heaven.
And we are
brought here. And we are given a body.
But everything
we don't
know it.
Even the part of getting out of that ignorance or in that false knowledge.
It's
not an easy battle at all. For even when we get saved, that false knowledge doesn't totally get out of us. Because of the troubles surrounding us. And because of being drawn and driven by the other false knowledge. And don't expect whether it will change. For you've never found people who will change it. That's why God says that when you get born again, the old is passed away. You become a new creation.
Everything
getting in a new.
Atulimu Zekaria sura eyokutano. N'olunyiriri lwa musanvu.
Zechariah 5 verse 7.
Era laba, etalanta eyesasi yasitulibwa, n'oyo mukazi atuula munda wa efa. Nayogera nti, ono bwe bubi, n'amusula wansi munda mu efa, n'ateeka omusinga gw'essasi ku kamwa kaayo.
Omwoyo gutoolebwa mu kiramu.
The spirit is gotten for the living creature.
Ne gusindikibwa mu kibuga Yerusalemu
eky'omuggulu. And it's sent in the Jerusalem city of heaven.
Ne baguggyawo ku kyoto.
And they get it from the altar.
Oba mu magaali g'abakerubi.
Or in the wheels of the cherubim.
Wano.
Right there.
Bwe batuleeta batu demonstrating.
When they bring us, they demonstrate us down.
Okusinziira omwoyo mwe bugenda fulumira.
According to the spirit you're going to get out of.
Bakulaga ku bikondo bino eby'ettaano.
They demonstrate you on the lampstand.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
And he gets
the angels of counsel of the scales
who are
in Revelation 6, 4 and 5 and they put the spirit in the basket. But this know whatever you're going to be under the sun.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Tulimu Zekaria esula eyokutano n'olunyiriri
Zechariah 5 verse 8.
Nayogera nti, ono bwe bubi, n'amusuula wansi munda mu efa, n'ateeka omusinga gw'essasi ku kamwa kaayo. Awo ne nnyimusa amaaso gange ne ntunula. Era laba, abakazi ababiri ne bafuluma, empewo nga ziri mu biwawaatiro byabwe.
We speak of the angels here.
Though
this one saw them very beautiful. And they called them two women.
You
know, angels are very beautiful. To say that this is a man you see is like a woman.
That's
why you see that Abadons have hair like of women.
Tulimu Zekaria sura ya 5 olunyi lwa 9.
Zechariah 5 verse 9.
Era baalina ebiwawaatiro ng'ebiwawaatiro bya kasida. Ne basitula efa mu bbanga ly'eggulu ne mu bbanga ly'ensi n'eggulu. Ne ngamba malayika eyayogera nange nti, abo efa bagitwala wa? N'angamba nti, okumuzimbira ennyumba mu nsi ya Sinaali. Nayo bw'eriggwa aliteekebwa eyo mu kifo kye ye.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Batuzimbira ennyumba.
They build a house for us.
Batuteeko.
And they put us within it.
Jukira nakugamba.
Remember I told you.
Nti munaku musanvu.
That in 7 days.
Ennyumba ye ebeera nawe etuuse.
Your house is reached somewhere.
Era omwoyo guteekebwa.
And the spirit is put within it.
Mu myezi esatu.
In 3 months.
Oba otandise connecting n'okusamba samba.
You begin to connect and begin to kick within the womb.
Simanya ennyumba ogitegedde.
I don't know if you understood the house.
Baite bagenda muzimbira zino.
They were not going to build us these physical houses.
Wabula ennyumba eri mu bakolise ekyokubiri
tango. But the house in 2 Corinthians 5.
Enyo olusooka katugisomeko.
Let's read of this house.
Engeri gye tuleetebwa.
The way we are brought.
Era tukutegeeza origin of.
And we tell, we are making you know our origin.
Ewaffe mu ggulu.
Our home is in heaven.
era twetaaga okumanya okutuufu.
We need to know the right knowledge.
Kubanga okumanya kuno okwatuwa obuva bwaffe nga muli wano ku nsi.
Knowledge which gave us our origin on earth.
Kumanya okw'omwoyo gwa basetaani.
It's the knowledge of the spirit of the devils.
Okutuziyiza.
Which hinders us.
Okudda mu ggulu.
To get back to heaven.
Bonga bayita omwo nga batusiiriza.
And the path through that to seal us.
Ne namba 666.
With the number 666.
Nga batuwadde okumanya okutali kutuufu.
Given us a false knowledge.
Bakolinso.
Ekyokubiri esula yakutanya olusooka.
Bakolinso ekyokubiri esula yakutanya n'olunyi olusooka.
Corinthians 5 from verse 1.
Kubanga tumanyi nti obanga ennyumba yaffe ey'ensiisira ey'omu nsi eryabizibwa tulina eyazimbibwa eva eri Katonda.
Kati ndozowulira obuzibu tulina.
Now, I think you see the problem we have.
Tulina ensiisira gye mwatuteekamu.
We have a body they put us within when we are brought right here.
Wabula era nga tuli mwenu.
But as we are within this body, because we came from heaven, we want to yearn that they send us a house from heaven. But this one we are going to get out of
it.
We want to get back home in heaven.
But
because we are not going to get back the four living creatures, we get back the seat of God. We got back we have to get from here when you clothe the board of heaven.
That's
impossible to people. Knowledge tells them they originated from Masaka. They are of America. This is the Chinese.
Now, where did
they ever think of such words to prepare for going home? And you grow in the number 666. And they have given you false knowledge. People wonder why people in hell all have the number 666. And when was it engraved on them?
So
things move in the entire world. Church had to save and it had to lighten the world.
We
had to have words full of salt and full of the right knowledge, but we were not able because we rejected the Spirit of the Lord.
Kubanga tumanyi nti obanga ennyumba yaffe ey'ensiisira ey'omu nsi eryabizibwa tulina eyazimbibwa eva eri Katonda, ennyumba etazimbibwa na mikono, ey'emirembe n'emirembe ey'omu ggulu.
Gye tulindiridde.
We are waiting for that. When we reach on earth, the Holy Spirit explains in Job the way they build that house, the body we are in, and they put us within that body. Let me tell you, the Spirit is going to be put within it next year. They have already been brought. But they which are put in within this year, they were brought long time. They are within the world with those spirits. The one they find, they put a spirit. They are in a okay, sealed. They seal the basket. And they
steal
their eyes all over the entire world watching. If they get it, and they put a spirit 7 days. That's when you know that you've got something. The spirit they're putting now, they brought them last year. And what they are bringing now, they are of the next year. The problem we came where we came from, knowledge on this world is surprising. Let me tell you when God was telling me these words. Now, can we speak such on the world? These things have wisdom in people. You may draw them closer. Can you? He told me how if I've drawn you closer, I can draw all of them closer. And they bring them to knowledge and understanding. When he told me these words,
it's
something very hard to put in human mind. What are you speaking about? People have
okumanya kulinga kubalina uzibe yo mutima.
Other knowledge is deeper in their hearts.
Yajjanga okumugamba ebintu ebyo.
To tell a grand person this word.
Agamba kana gogo deda.
Are you mad?
Gwe kuharaba sebo ngo mulabe.
They see you rather be mad. You know, the mad people in the world don't accept they are mad. And they see us who are healthy that we are the ones who are mad. Even concerning the kingdom of God, most of the people are mad. For what they speak, they don't understand it.
A person
who doesn't know where they came from, they don't think they are mad. Are they healthy, do you think? When you find a mad person, you ask where they came from. What do they answer you? They can take you to the garbage. And they tell you, I come from here. The dump. Remember, we came from the city. But we cannot claim we came from
Jerusalem.
We came from Jerusalem of heaven. It's our home. But we are holding on to this village. But we have already gotten perverted.
And
justice says all people are mad. The person, the devil tries to make us mad. As we totally forget where we came from.
He
gives us the spirit of knowledge which is false. Person, I choose about that even. What is
troubling?
Yet they have the spirit of knowledge which is false.
2
Corinthians
5,
verse
2. Kubanga tusinda mweno. Nga twegomba okwambazibwa ennyumba yaffe eriva mu ggulu.
This is called a house.
Yobola bagambye nti oli gwetulabye mu kasero bamutwala.
Why they said the one they saw in the basket taken.
Baali bamutwala amukolera ennyumba.
They were taken out to make a house for her. That they put her within it.
Ng'emaze okuggwa.
After it's finished.
Lunaku lw'omusanvu.
On the day.
Baba bamaze ddolaba ennyindo okutuuka.
They have already seen the nose, the ear is going to be here and there.
Nga bo bakuteekamu.
And they put you within that house.
Where
we've come from, the
people
who have carried a basket bringing us, the angels of the council, the ones of the scales, Revelation 6, 4 and 5. We never know all that. We know you came from your mother's womb, and that is your God of the world. Now the one of heaven is who? And he created what? Let's go to Job.
Job esura ya 10. Na olinyirire olwo.
Atandika olwo 19.
19. Job esura ya 10 na olinyirire olwo 19.
Job 10 from verses 19.
Nandi badde ngatabangawo. Nandisituliddwa okuva mu lubuto okuntwala mu ntaana. Ennaku zange si ntono. Kale lekera awo. Ondeke nsanyusibweko katono. Nga sinnagenda eyo gye siivenga okukomawo. Yensi ey'ekizikiza.
Who can't
give himself over to that in hell?
But
who goes? Yeah, the Spirit tried to show us. Most of us yearn to meet where our forefathers went. But
we
want to yearn going to the land of darkness in the bottomless pit. At the beginning of our coming, we are made a body for according to Job 10 from verse 8.
Yobu 18. Emikono cho jeja mumba jeja nkola. Wamu erui ne erui na ye onzikiriza. Nkwega iride jukiranga wamu mumba ngetaka. Ero olinziza na temu mfufu. Tonzitulude ngamata n'onkwasa ng'amata amakalu.
Nti bw'aba akola tenti eno.
When he's making this tent.
Kubanga bwetutuuka eno gye tunuddeko.
This is what we've looked onto here. And we claim we are the ones on this tent.
Simanyi oba ntegedde.
I think you've understood me.
Naye agamba.
What he says.
Nti bwe baali bakola tenti eno gye tuyita ffe.
When they are making a tent, this body we call us.
Yalinga mata.
It was like milk. Like you know how it happens. How the egg of a man and a woman, how it appears. Now within that he makes it a body. After he's put you within it,
and that
egg of a woman has met of a man. By 7 days, this will be put within it.
And
God begins to get bones out of that, the flesh, and the skin, that he can cover you. But the ones he covers, we came from somewhere. And we have to understand who we are.
Mm-hmm. N'oluyiriri lwa kumi.
Job 10, verse 10.
Tonzitulude ng'amata, n'onkwasa ng'amata amakalu, wanyambaze diba n'omubiri.
Nti ye mwenyini Katonda.
That he himself God.
Yatwambaza, twambaza bwambaza ne diba.
He clothes us with skin.
N'omubiri.
And the body.
Naye ffe tulina gye tuvudde.
But we come from somewhere. We understood their problem.
Run
other problem. As if we
are
given mirrors to trouble us. For they tell us we are the ones, this body. We have failed to fight for ourselves. Son shaves his forehead. But God who says, the inner man. He tells him to go even back. He speaks in Isaiah chapter 1, from verse 10 unto 18.
He
says, go and wash yourself and stop doing evil works and learn to do good works and you come and reason together. Praise Jesus.
But
we cannot bath ourselves in physical basins.
But
the other one, we forgot him, we don't know him. Now this false knowledge, it tells us we are the body. When we come, and the dead person is right down there, you have left us died so much. Then what we speak doesn't connect with what is of God. That's why when he came in the world, and we said Lazarus is dead,
and
he says he's rather sleeping. That's where we get conflicting with him. And we don't know where Lazarus is. When you see the films which are acted,
I show
you the depth of holding a spirit taking it to hell. All this is false knowledge. The devil is not the one who takes people to hell. But he uses things which take people to hell.
So
there is an angel in charge of death and hell.
Every
pastor, not the devil, is the one who kills. Now they don't know the angel of death. All that is in the world, and it's like knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Job 10, verse 11.
Wanyamba zediba no mubiri. Era wangata wamu na magumba ne binywa.
And the spirit was explaining that we are a spirit. But what joins us together on this body which he gives us, it's these bones.
For
you send the power of your body from your spirit as a spirit. Remember, you have legs with the eyes, you have ears, but they're all in powers, just as the spirit can be. The spirit is not there that has it, a body, but it can get a body. Just as God is spirit, but it's not just the spirit. Like what we started to know, he has a body. Like his house.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Ati fenafe.
Now we too. When you sleep like this, you gather yourself, come back at your head. And down here, you're all weak like that. Now to be joined together, you restore your spirit. And you send your legs down there, and you fit yourself within your house. And you join yourself together. Now you begin to move. And when you get out, your body remains there like a shirt thrown down there. For its future's made a shirt be like this as it appears. But if I put it out and throw it down, its form powers and changes. Now rather you are looking at it as you are the one. Now that knowledge is within the world. And many other things.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But he tells us, Psalms 139, and he tells us
that
this party marked and brought them down. But it's not us, these parts. Ecclesiastes 3:21, and it says, who knows the spirit of the person?
Four
of the animal is what goes to the ground, and the one of the human being goes to heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
That's
all this we fought on them to take away the false knowledge.
It's
going to help us get back to our home in heaven.
For
speak somewhere in Jeremiah,
it
is said, don't cry for the dead and the one who goes, but cry for one thing, that they will not get back their own country.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Here
is where we get lost when we give. Been given the false knowledge. We can never get back to our own country. For we see ourselves, we are the ones, yet we see the body.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yet
we never seen ourselves.
Even
one sees themselves, they don't understand themselves.
For
when you go in the vision, you see yourself. But when you get back,
and
you are in the body.
The one
I saw in the vision, you yourself will tell us, I was in this place in the night. Who went there?
When
you get back, you look in the mirror. Now, what you speak in the world, the knowledge you are in is not right. If we don't come into your understanding, I was in a dream. That means I can get even out of the body and leave it here. And I go. It means I'm not a body. My friend, you can claim on this world you are the body. And you feel strength and authority.
Jeremiah
22:10.
Yeremiya esula ya 22 n'olunyiri olw'ekkumi. Temukabira maziga oyo afa, so temumukungubagira. Naye mumukabire nnyo nnyini amaziga oyo agenda. Kubanga takyadda nate so taliraba nsi yewaabwe.
Kakati okumanya kuno okw'obulimba.
This false knowledge.
Kufuba okulabika nga tetuddamu kutegeera gye
tulyoke
tubule tugende
mu hell.
Teri agenda mugenda nga talina namba
666.
Balina okukakasa ng'ogifuna.
They have to prove you get it.
Pass
through giving you false knowledge.
Katonda.
Remember God.
Yatonda omuntu nga alina okunoonya okumanya.
He created man and he had to seek for knowledge. And from our infancy, we seek for knowledge.
Tubuza.
We inquire and ask, but we are deceived.
And
we are given a false knowledge. Everything born,
chibuza.
It asks, and it wants to know.
But
we are given false information. Where do children come from? We buy them from the market. Mother, where did I come from? From the womb. Where did I pass? You passed here at the umbilical cord here. Out. Here.
Kale era nawe no wera dalomo okumanya okufuna
awe. You give a child false knowledge. Tell them they came from heaven and they brought from into the world and they passed where they have to pass. They will understand it when they mature. You don't tell it to them right then. You don't tell them pass the ambling when it's wrong. Why
do
we bring wrong knowledge and we deceive children? When they get the truth out of them, I'm going to give you money that they will grow again, get more out. Don't tell them the rat is giving them money. Where do they work?
Stop
deceiving if you are born again.
And
you claim I've never deceived and lied.
Kumbe walimba no mwana abwe
mese ye. Yes, you lie to each other. The rat is what gives them money.
Nainga bakugambi.
But I've told you.
Roka abiro ya kulachi.
Don't cry for the dead.
Kubanga stand cha kuse mukuru okumanya okufukuno.
Done to give you wrong knowledge.
Obera kune bangalo nano
yo no. You need all your days and waste your years.
Natono nyanga je wava.
Never thought for where you come from.
Katika rondo wotu kuva mobi.
Now when rich get out of the body.
Ngagamba te mukabira kintu
kirala. And he tells you don't cry for anything.
Kubanga afude cho kufata chikabya.
Dying it doesn't make you cry for that.
Kubanga tirino kuba obaito kuva mobi.
Get out of the body.
Na eche mba mukabira kidi.
Why should cry is one thing.
Takomye wo wakwe wabwe tajuki tachitegede na kut.
Not gotten back home neither known either.
They
have gone to hell.
That's
what the number the devil does, the number 666. Through the false knowledge.
And
the Bible continues to prove. 2 Corinthians 4. There are many things which are in false knowledge. We can never finish them right now. In verse 14.
Nakiriza kyennava njogera era naffe tukkiriza era kye tuva twogera nga tumanyi ng'oyo eyazuukiza Mukama waffe Yesu era naffe alituzuukiza wamu ne Yesu era alitwanjula wamu nammwe kubanga byonna biri ku bwammwe ekisa ekyo bwe kyeyongera olw'abangi kiryoke kyeyongezenga okwebaza Katonda awewenga aweewe ekitiibwa kyetuva tulema okuddirira naye newankubadde omuntu waffe ow'okungulu ngaggwawo naye omuntu waffe ow'omunda afuuka mujja bulijjo bulijjo
kakati ekitunuulirwa kiri bwe
kiti. Now what we look at is this.
Ono eva abeera akaddiwa.
His body is always getting old.
Naye waliwo gwe tutunuulidde.
But it's the one we are looking onto.
Katonda yamugaana okaddiwa.
God refused him to get old.
Era buli kiseera abadda
bulijjo. Every time is being renewed.
And
he gets a body from heaven.
But
even though God needs, the one who doesn't God
get
it, he never also gets old.
They
have to be beaten their beatings in hell when they are youth properly.
They
will burn them in the lake of fire when they are a youth. Not to be that they are beating you, you have no strength to. They beat a youth. Now listen like this. The thing we've looked onto, and you look onto yourself and say you're the one, it has caused you to fall a big fall, and even to fail. That you fail to take care of yourself to go back where you came from. When they tell you resemble your grandfather, he buried in Masaka. And you fight to be buried next to him. Who are you who is going to be buried? All this is in the world.
People
yearn for those issues. Where they will bury me.
Why could
you buy a land where they will bury you? Whatever we speak is meaningless. It's in the false knowledge.
Bakolinso ekyokubiri essuula eyookuna olunyiro
17. 2 Corinthians 4:17.
Kubanga okubonaabona kwaffe okutazitowa okw'ekiseera ekyakaakano kweyongera nnyo okutukolera ekitiibwa ekizitowa eky'emirembe n'emirembe. Ffe nga tetutunuulira ebirabika wabula ebitalabika.
Kakati kino kyetutunuulira.
Now this is what we look onto.
Kirabika.
It is seen.
Naye twagala okulaba ku muntu oli.
We want to see of the other person.
Nze yajja wano mu nsi wano.
Me who came on this world.
Era navaawa.
And where did I come from?
Kozi nti okuddayo.
What am I going to get back there?
Awo nsobola okuwona.
There I can escape.
Enamba 666.
The number 666.
Nsobola okuwona ge.
I can escape from hell.
Nga nzirusa okumanya okw'obulimba.
And I've run from false knowledge.
Kubanga sitaani ayima ku kino.
For the devil bases on the body.
Atubuzaabuza nti yeffe.
And he confuses us, it's us.
Naye naffe twagala tutunuulira oli oli atalabika.
We want to look at the unseen.
Bakolinso ekyokubiri 4:18.
2 Corinthians 4:18.
Ffe nga tutunuulira ebirabika wabula ebitalabika. Kubanga ebirabika bya kiseera. Naye ebitalabika bya mirembe na mirembe.
Okimanyi nti kino ky'olaba.
Do you know what you see? The body. It's just for a moment.
Naye gwe.
But you.
Bwe banakukwata ne bakuteeka mu kyeno ojja kubeerayo
paka. Put you in hell, you'll be there all days. Now the devil took that away and he brought knowledge. He told us it's us and we don't mind for all. If we closed his clothing, all of them, and God complained in Revelation 3:16. And he said, you have not clothed, you are naked. And we told him, who?
Me,
I have clothed the Lord. I even see. I'm not one. Who? You? See, I have eyes. Don't you see the eyes?
And
the Lord says you are blind. Go away. We see. Who are you? You are
on
these glasses deceiving you that you see.
When God speaks,
you don't see where you came from, you don't know even where you're going. You don't know yourself. It is very dangerous not to understand yourself. At least
you
would have told us those of ignorance. Yet we never knew other things. And there are things we never knew.
But
it comes when I don't know myself. That appears very funny. You know that the unseen is the real person. For is that permanently? That's why when you sin, you have to end the lake of fire. For you are created to live all days, permanent. That's why God says that work on your salvation.
You
will be in your eternal joy and you refuse for the false knowledge. We rejoice just a moment on this body. But the sorrow awaiting for you. Even the blessing of moving by, it hasn't sorrow for it. For sorrow is awaiting for you in hell.
And
it's awaiting for you in the lake of fire. But we want the other blessing which has no sorrow at
all.
And we rejoice here even in the next life. Revelation
3:16. Olina ekibugumirize. Soto nyogoga, soto buguma. Ndi kusesema mu kamwa kange. Kubanga oyogera nti, ndi mugagga, era ngagga wadde. So siriko kye neetaaga. Soto manyi ng'oli munaku ggwe, era asaasirwa, era omwavu, era omuzibe w'amaaso, era ali obwereere.
Don't you see our suits? Why don't you see, Lord? How dare you say we are naked? Who are we? But who can ask that?
But
if you say we are naked, we'd have told him, Lord, before I say, perhaps you don't understand what you speak. Who you speaking of? Who? Incense and maybe I see a cloth. Who am I? Who is that you're speaking to?
You
say the one with an ear, let him hear. Me, I see
I
have 2 ears. He said one. The one who has an ear, let him hear. Revelations 2:7.
I know
the one who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church. Me, I see I have 2 ears.
Kumba uriyo wadala, inakumuya, the connecting.
Original has 1 ear. He connects to these 2 ones. His messages, he gets them once. For this one would have waited a second year to
it would have
troubled him to connect. Now the problem we have, God say we're naked, we're not clothed. Who are you speaking to?
And we
never know ourselves. God have mercy on us. We were given a false knowledge that it's us who are these bodies. Even where we came from, we never understand. We are having no wrong knowledge.
Maso. Kubikure sura ya kusatu na ulinyiriri dokumi na mnana.
Revelation 3 verse 18.
Nkuwerera amagezi okugula jendi zaabu eyalongosebwa muliro. Olyoko gagawale nengo yenjeru. Olyoko yambale era ensonyi ezobwererebwo zireme okulabika. Neddagala eryokusiiga ku maaso go olyoko olabe.
Which eyes, Lord, may I see?
Ate kakati engo yenjeru
smile. White clothing.
I will serve some by Bagurida Magandula.
Pastors have bought white garments there.
Nabamuku was some is the Babida Magandula.
Some of the wizards in white garments.
Bukatunda Sokaru is in Tibamba.
Then God may think they are clothed.
Abakazi Abamu never see gave Yokumas.
Some women put on eyes. Painting
that the
best God spoke over their eyes. What is that medicine on the eyes? It's the light.
Which
can heal us from blindness.
Yes,
praise
Jesus.
Now concerning that,
that
it is the knowledge which is twisted, which has captured many people.
And
they are cast in hell with the number 666. All the rest you hear, God is just spirit.
And
here is a big-eyed God.
All
that they deceive us for our origin, which is our history. We never know ourselves. All the rest can be deceived towards us. They are quick to give us every false knowledge, for we don't know the right knowledge, our origin, and who are we, and how do we get back here.
Now
they can deceive in every false knowledge. It is very easy. A doctor will tell you he treated you, yet he never knows you. It is easy all the rest to be spoken when we get lost there. Who are we? Where did we get from? If they give us the first knowledge concerning
us,
all the rest they can deceive you. Or they would study plants, they would study animals. All of them can deceive us.
But they
don't know where their lives come from. You read Psalms 1:4. And you see how we establish plants, how we put their animals, and we know they too go back to the glory of the children of God. According to Romans 8:18-24. But right now,
we
got the knowledge that those are animals which have no importance. And all our forefathers, they take it and took that to be right. We shall add it on the other day.
And
talk concerning other creations. But they tell us of falsehood as we put within them. The one who mixes paint, he became wise.
Yet
he never knows where it came from. But it comes from the seven spirits of the Lord. Now things are there. All we think the one who manufactured them are wise. kwekumanya
sitaani kwatuteekamu.
What is the knowledge the devil puts within us? And you claim I know. All that is like that.
And
God bless you. We shall come to speak of other creations. God bless you.